The city has brought in federal assistance, a new police chief, and a new public safety director. But Pittsburgh police are still struggling to solve homicides. In part one of a month-long series, 90.5 WESA's Megan Harris talks to one mother about her losses and to the police chief at the helm of a department on the verge of change.
On a summer night in 2015, Carol speaks of Pittsburgh's Homewood neighborhood helped her daughter host a memorial. A block party, really, for her grandson, Antoine Smith. It was to be a solemn celebration, and she wanted to preempt any violence. She told the usual crowd, "Come if you want, but act right. And please, leave your weapons at home."
I had a bad feeling. I just did. I don't know why. Everybody was having fun. The kids were playing. There was a 12-year-old was having a birthday party down the street. But I had a bad feeling. I looked at my watch and said, "Nikki, it's 8:22. You need to get these kids out of here." And she said, "Okay, I'm in a minute. She kept talking. I said, "Nikki, it's 8:38. You need to get these kids out of here." She said, "All right." I said, "It's dark, Nikki." She said, "I'm going to let the balloons go at 9 o'clock. I said, "Nikki, I don't give a f***. It's 8:44. It's too dark. Get these kids out of here." I got a bad feeling, Nikki. She said, "Okay, Mom." Soon as I go to the bathroom, she walked up the steps and all hell broke loose.
Gunmen opened fire on the street.
I saw my granddaughter walking up the street. And her mother was sitting beside me. She said, "Nina's hit."
Speaks says she tried to run to the girl, but another family member wrenched her to the ground. Shooters fired and advanced. From the grass, she felt the gunshots get closer, and then...
everything stopped. And then everybody starts screaming all over again. Because now everybody knows who's hit and what's going on.
More than 60 people had come to remember Speak's grandson that night. Instead, two children and one adult were hit or grazed with bullets from assailants who were never caught. Antoine Smith was 19 when he was murdered a few blocks over in 2013. Carol's son Charles Speaks was also killed in Homewood in 2010. For homicide victims like Smith and Speaks, investigations are often left in limbo. Police and court records show city detectives solved less than half the 311 murders investigated in Pittsburgh neighborhoods since 2010, all open but unsolved. In a few, charges were withdrawn, suspects found not guilty, or the legal cases are still ongoing. But in most, there's no clear answer. Police Chief Cameron McClay says detectives are making progress. These cases, they don't get discarded or stashed in some basement filing cabinet.
The phrase cold case is a better one for TV than it is for reality. What ends up happening is my detectives carry way more open cases than they could possibly juggle. But what they do is they keep it open because they really desperately want to be able to solve them.
When detectives get a second to breathe, McClay says they look back at those older files, make a few more calls, maybe revisit a crime scene. Sometimes they get lucky, and that passage of time has been a gift.
But oftentimes what ends up happening is someone gets arrested, someone comes in contact with the police in any number of other ways, and they say, "Hey, we've got information on Crime X."
The volume of new homicides is down from 2014, but it doesn't always feel that way in disproportionately high crime neighborhoods like Homewood, the Hill District, and the North Side. The same sirens run down the same streets, with the city's black enclaves left segregated with their grief. Records show officers failed to solve more than half the homicides involving black victims. That's compared to only 10% of cases involving white victims. McClay says he knows those stats. People took note of the overwhelming police response when sisters Susan and Sarah Wolf, both white, young professionals, were killed in Sarah's East Liberty home in February 2014. They cautioned McClay when he took the job a few months later. "Your new city and its police force might be harboring a murky racial bias."
I have not seen a difference in the response, and I was looking for it because that was one of the things I was warned might be a thing.
Today, McClay is heralded by the community as part of a new regime, an energetic mayor, new public safety director, and help from the U.S. Justice Department, all bent on repairing frayed community relationships, which they hope will eventually improve homicide investigations.
So we have to have legitimacy in the eyes of the communities that we're serving. They have to trust us. They have to trust our motivations and know why we're there, and they have to trust and believe that we have their best interests at heart.
That apprehension is well-founded. In August 2014, three gunmen fired 20 shots into a Hill District home, killing 34-year-old Tina Crawford and wounding her mother. Crawford had reportedly been meeting with authorities about a drug trafficking case. There was an arrest in that drug case, but her murder is still unsolved. A conviction cannot atone for what happened to Tina Crawford. It can't bring back Carol Speak's son, her grandson, or the dozens of friends and neighbors their families have lost in decades of gun violence. But it would be a start. I'm Megan Harris, 90.5 WESA News.
This story is part of a collaboration between WESA and Public Source. Find more at WESA.fm.